Your team was down 20 in the first half. You had to scratch and claw your way back into this one in the second half. What adjustments were made at halftime to allow you to get to that position?
You know, we just got our heads straight, I think, at halftime. You know, I just think their defense disrupted us in the first 10 minutes of this game, caught us off guard a little bit. We turned the ball over too many times. You know, once we settled down and started doing the things we're supposed to do, we scored 52 points the second half. But, you know, in this game, it really, you look at the statistics, it comes down the free throw line. They scored more free throws than we did. They shot 10% better from the free throw line. Otherwise, we shot better than they did from the field. It's just unfortunate because I feel like we were out-rebounded by 9. We didn't shoot well from the free throw line. Those are all things we can control, and we could have controlled coming in here and beating a top 20 team in the nation.
What do you think was the key to your team's offensive output in that second half?
Well, Sam started really taking the ball the whole hard. I mean, Sam just, you know, she felt like she had to take the matters into her hands, and she did. She did a nice job of getting to the hole for us. And, you know, it was mostly, you know, Sam just really pushing the tempo of the game.
You're the first team to score more than 70 points in 34 games against Colorado. I know you obviously would rather have the win, but talk about what that means for your team.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything right now because really the only thing that matters is the win-loss column. And, you know, I'm proud of the team as far as they're down 20 on the road against a top 20 team. Could easily just go through the motions, pack it up, and go home. But we came out the second half, and we came out with fire. I wish we would have started the game like that. That's, again, you just look back and you think about the what-ifs in this situation, and there's a lot of them, and that could have given us a win.
All right, Lisa, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Shelley.